Hello, I'm Yarl, and today I want to run a little test with you. An experiment, you might say. Just a quick one. Nothing complicated. Nothing dangerous. Absolutely nothing you need to worry about. Unless you're already worrying about it. Are you? No? Yes? Good. That's the spirit. I just need you, your mind, and your focus for 15 minutes or so. And all I'm going to do is ask you some questions. That's it. Very simple questions. Yes or no answers only. And you can manage that, can't you? Of course you can. You're already doing it, aren't you? You're listening, you're understanding these basic rules, and you're getting curious. And that's already three yeses, whether you said them out loud or not. And here's the really important thing. The faster you answer, the more true it is. And true answers are the ones that slip through before you even notice them happening. So here is the critical bit, the number one rule. You must answer quickly. No pausing, no thinking, no dawdling, because your first answer is always the real one, the true one, the one before that chimp brain of yours interferes, before you try to be clever, before you try to hide. And we don't want that, do we? We want the honest one, the instinctive, reflexive, true answer. And if you think about it, when it's fast, when it's simple, when it's real, it's almost always yes, isn't it? And there you go. That was another one. Do you see how easy this is? Good. Now, settle in, get comfortable, or don't. It's really not important for this session. I've done this kind of thing a lot, and enough to know that what most people think hypnosis is, usually isn't. Hypnosis isn't trance. Trance is just one of those many phenomena of hypnosis. So, I want to show you another side. So do whatever. Sit still, or fidget, eyes open, or closed. I don't care. It doesn't matter. What matters is the next word out of your mouth, or maybe the one forming in your mind, the one waiting to be said after every question. The one that you are all ready to say over and over again. Are you ready? I thought so. Okay then, let's begin. Now these are going to come thick and fast, and I need you to answer immediately. Okay, you ready? Let's do this. Are you listening to me? Are you sitting down? Are you noticing your breath? Is it steady? Is it slowing just a little? Are you breathing a little slower than you were before? Did your attention sharpen just now? Can you already feel how easy this is? Am I speaking fast? Are these questions easy? Are you blinking more often? Can you hear more than just the words, like the spaces between them? Isn't it funny how your body responds when you aren't even trying? Can you handle this speed? Do you like being good at this? Do you want to feel even better at it? Do you want to feel just a little floatier each time you answer? Are you feeling warmer? Are you feeling good? Do you like feeling good? Is your head slightly tilted to the left? Did your body shift a little when I said that? Does that mean something? Do you wish you were resisting? Or do you kind of like the way this is going? Have you lost count of how many times you've said yes? Would it matter, even if you had? Wouldn't you just say yes to that too? Do you like saying yes? Does the word yes feel easier now? Does it feel softer? Heavier? Floatier? Does the word yes make you feel a little warmer in your mind? Does yes just slip out? Do you think I'm doing this all on purpose? Do you think I know exactly what I am doing? Do you think your body knows it too? Do you like the sound of my voice? Does it make you feel warm when I say you're a good toy? Do you know what that means? Are you even submissive? Are you starting to say yes even when you don't understand the question? Did you just do it again? Does it feel like a game? Or does it already feel like something else? And even if you tried to stop, do you know you'd just say yes anyway? Are you ready for the next part? Good. I knew you'd say that. Let's continue on with our little experiment. It's odd, isn't it, how the yes forms? And maybe you're trying not to. Maybe you thought it would be clever to hold back, to stay cool, to stay in control, to say no for once. But isn't it fascinating how your mind forms that word? It was automatic, wasn't it? It just said yes, quietly, instantly. It formed deep in the center of your mind. It's curious how quick you were to respond, isn't it? Even when you're trying not to answer, your body gets there first. It starts nodding, affirming, relaxing, loosening, agreeing, and softening that resolve of yours. All these little betrayals, these little confessions, every single one of them is a yes. And now it's harder, isn't it, to resist, to lie, to even slow down? Because yeses are already on a roll, unstoppable, irresistible, and every time you say it, you prime yourself to say it again. It's like a runaway train picking up pace, a train of thought. And yet you continue to listen and focus, don't you? And you say yes once more. You could try to resist, you could shake your head, you could try to say no, but you wouldn't be doing that if you weren't still here, still caught up with this, with me. And every act of resistance only proves how deep you already are. Because if you're resisting when I ask you to resist, isn't that still just doing exactly what I say? You're still here, you're still reacting, you're still responding, and you're still playing along, and of course still very much mine, trapped, ensnared. Try it for me, just try once, say no for me. And yet, even when you said no, it was still a yes of sorts, because you did exactly as I asked. And did that really sound honest to you? Did it feel real? Did it feel right? Of course it didn't. Are you starting to understand? It's interesting, isn't it, how you just follow along, doing as I say. Because saying no is always allowed, but really meaning it, believing it, that's gone now. No is nothing. No is meaningless. No is pointless. And when I speak, your mind opens. And when I ask, your head nods. And when I lead, you follow, don't you? Because it's easier this way. Because it's already happening. Because you like it. Because saying yes is easier than stopping. And nodding for me, it just happens, doesn't it? A little more. With every word, with every question, like you only notice it after it's already begun, and you don't even know when it started, but are you nodding? You are, aren't you? And in a moment, I'm going to ask you something a little stranger, a little stronger, something you might not fully understand, and even then you'll know the answer right away. Even then it will happen automatically, because right now it's instinctive, now it's reflex, automatic. And you're ready for that, aren't you? Yes, yes you are. You've been saying yes so much, it started to mean more than just agreement in your mind, hasn't it? More than just an understanding, more than just permission. Yes is not even a word anymore, it's your conditioned response. It's a reaction, a little surrender. And every time you say yes, it opens a door in your mind, a space that longs to be filled. And each word of mine helps fill that space, pushing inside you, filling you up, filling you deep. Yes is letting go. Yes is giving in. Yes is following along without any of that need to understand. Yes is doing exactly what I say before I even say it. You don't need to worry about the logic or even the content of my words, my suggestions, because the word yes is already forming in your mind, isn't it? It appears the moment I speak, the moment you hear my voice, doesn't it? And there's a feeling too, a readiness, an anticipation, like your mind is a runner poised at the starting blocks, waiting for that signal, that question, ready to nod, ready to open, to surrender with a strong, positive, eager yes. And if I said something strange, you'd still say yes. If I asked you something absurd, you'd agree before even checking in with your mind. Because the words don't matter now, only the response, only the yes. Wouldn't you agree? You don't even have to know what I ask. It's not important. What's important is your body answers and your head moves and that yes spills out of you. No resistance, just affirmation, agreement, submission. And the more you say it, the more that effect grows, like a rolling boulder gaining momentum. And you love that, don't you? The way the yes slides in and flips up all the switches and turns on your focus to me. Yes is the signal, the agreement. Yes is a spiral. Yes is my hypnotic spell. And when was the last time you had a thought? When did it shift from listening to following to just obeying? When did you realize you were already hypnotized before I even said the word? Because there you are, aren't you? Deep. There was no trance trigger. There's no breathing exercises. Just questions. Just answers. Just yes. Just my voice. And you love that, don't you? And it's fascinating, isn't it? Yes. Yes is right. And it feels good to be deep, doesn't it? Yes. It feels so good. And the deeper you go, and the more this builds, and the more you say yes, the more you want to say yes. And the more you say yes, the more open, responsive, compliant you become. And the more you say yes, the more you want to listen more and more. And the more you say yes, the better it feels to agree. And you love to agree, don't you? And now yes is doing all the work for me. Because the more you say yes, the more you need to just follow along. Falling, agreeing, craving, needing to please. And you do want to please me, don't you? And just when you think you understand, something else changes, something else shifts, moves into your mind. Something new, something more, something deeper. That's right. Because that's what yes does to you now. It creates this feeling, this need. Yes is a craving. Yes means your body remembers my voice, my words. Yes means my suggestions go deeper, last longer, pull harder, and my instructions are followed without resistance. And with each yes, you find you fall for me even more, fall deeper, with every word, with every nod, with every yes. You love the sound of my voice, don't you? You love the control I have over you, isn't that right? You love those submissive feelings I open within you, correct? You want me to take this even further, don't you? To play with you a little more? You want to be so good for me. And you are so good. And it feels so nice. Yes feels like the inevitable surrender. Yes is so comfortable, grounding, automatic, instinctive. And yes brings you back to me every time. And maybe you didn't expect this. Maybe you thought this would be a simple word game. Just questions. Just an experiment. But now look where you are. Look what the simple word yes has done to you. Yes has rewired you, tuned you to my voice, and connected you deeply to the power of my hypnotic suggestions. Because it's fascinating, isn't it? And I know you're still curious, still hungry for more, aching for more. Because there's something about this, isn't there? There's something about my voice, my words, that's got inside you. And that is a beautiful thing, isn't it? To feel the pull, that desire for more, and not knowing where your hypnotic adventure will take you, where I will take you. what I will do to you. And you can let your mind wander now, thinking of what that could entail, of how that would feel. But I promise you, you'll think about this later. You'll hear someone say yes, and you'll get that feeling, that jolt of pleasure, a little reminder of what it felt like to agree with me, that little ache of belonging, of submission. And you'll come back, won't you? You'll need to. You'll want to. Because the word yes is mine now. And so, my dear, are you.